Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Friends to Infertility and Me podcast, a safe space created with the silent sufferer in mind. I Am podcast is dedicated to infertility advocacy and sharing diverse stories to help you feel validated, seen, and heard. I am your host, Monique Farouk, and I am 1 in 82. Healing is best when done together. Hey friend, could you please do me the honor of leaving a 5-star rating and review in Apple iTunes? This will increase our show's ranking and reach more friends who may be silently suffering with infertility too. We're stronger together, staying connected, getting plugged in.
Thank you so much for tuning in to Infertility and Me podcast. I am your host, Monique Farouk. Thank you so much for being here with me, and thank you so much for letting me be a part of your day, in your ear, in your visuals. Thank you for listening. Well, 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 hello there. It's been quite some time since we have last spent any moments together, unless you've been on Instagram. I stay pretty active on there for the most part, unless I get super busy at home. Y'all know how it is. But anyway, it's been a while, you guys. I took a 6-month hiatus, break, whatever you want to call it. I wasn't really sure if I was going to produce any more episodes. I was working on another show as well, and that took up a lot of time, and moving and just doing all the things, all the adulting, all of the things you can think about. It's been quite some time since I have produced the episode, as you already know. And I hope that this message finds you well today, dreading the holiday season. If you're an infertility survivor and or in the thick of things, I hope that you are well and safe, and that you have been so throughout the last 6 months. And I hope that everyone is going to be relaxing this holiday season for the most part, and not stressing and adding more stress to your plate as you move forward in the thick of things. But look, so let me just catch you guys up real quick. So we moved back in the summertime, late June. We moved to a different area in the DMV, and we have been in this house for maybe 4 or 5 months now, coming up on 4 or 5 months, I think, something like that. I lose track of time, you guys. Like, the days are just running together. It's so freaking crazy, right? So we moved, and originally I thought that I was going to be like in the midst of trying to conceive again earlier this year, but I decided not to, and I don't know if I will. That's still up in the air, really. And at this point in my life, I don't feel like I want to move forward again for having a second baby, and we'll see how that happens. I don't know. I'm 38 now, so who knows how I'll feel, you know, this time next year or by the summertime or something like that. But for now, I'm good. I'm okay with my one and only. And it's just been a crazy summer with just a move and all. And then some family members have been lost during the midst of this chaos and COVID and things like that, unfortunately. And so that was that. For the most part, we're good. We're great. We're actually getting ready to relocate, like really relocate this time, because we'll be moving to an entirely different state that I've never lived in before, that hubby's never lived in before. It's going to be a new adventure for us, and that is to be our permanent place and to be able to raise our son and also just have a good life and just continue living and trying to live our best lives together. So I hope you guys are well again, and thank you again for tuning in. It's been a very, very long long time since we've been behind the mic on this podcast. Again, like I said a few minutes ago, I had worked on another podcast as well in the last 6 months, which took up a lot of time too. But I'm glad to be back for this episode. Again, I don't know if there will be any more episodes. I feel like at this point, if I feel moved to share something with you that I think will help you, then it'll be an episode like today where it'll be just kind of be spontaneous. So I apologize for the inconsistency. I apologize in advance, and I will try to do better. And if you can just hang in there with me, then I think we'll be okay. And you can, again, always connect with me on Instagram at Infertility and Me Podcast on the Instagram page. And I stay active in stories, and, you know, maybe once or twice a week, I'll make a post on there too, as well as things come to me to help you cope with infertility. So it's been a while, friends. It's been quite some time. And this episode, as you can see, as the title suggests, is we're talking about the holidays, y'all. You know, Thanksgiving is tomorrow, and it's Christmas right around the corner, and it's a whole entirely new year that you may or may not have conceived and or have been through loss, which fucking sucks, you know. And to be quite frank and honest, it effing sucks. And it just, you know, it, no matter how much help you get, I feel like sometimes it doesn't always help as much as you would like to in that moment and in that time too. And I feel like that's where a lot of people in the community are, especially on the social platforms. It's more obvious about what people's going through because they're sharing. And for those people who are sharing, I can kind of get a sense of for like the general public. Like, it seems like everybody goes through a lot of the same things at the same time, as far as emotionally and mentally. And so it just seems like right now that, you know, everybody's getting help and they're getting professional help, but it's still not effing working. Well, maybe that's what I should have titled the episode. Like, all this help I'm getting and it's still not fucking working. Or it seems that way. Or it seems like we're just in this place of stagnancy. And I get it. I totally effing get it. And if there's nobody else that gets it out there, I definitely get it. And I think for me as a Black woman watching all of everybody go through it, you know, no matter race or ethnicity, I resonate a lot of times. I feel like more deeply, because when you're a woman of color, or a man of color going through infertility, you already deal with so much pressure. And then to add infertility to that and or losses, repeated losses, it just makes you feel even less valued as a person. And it can really just tick away and tap away and eat away at your self-esteem and self-worth and self-confidence. And everyone feels like that, no matter ethnicity or race in the community. And I just want to let you guys know I'm here for you. I just felt inspired by you all in the community to have a word for you, give you a word, right? And to offer my personal opinion. I know opinions is like asses. We know we all got, you know, we all got one. And things that I've learned and progressed through in my almost 10-year journey of, well, not journey, but 10-year story of infertility, you should say. Because next year when I turn 39 in 2022, I'll be 39 in October, and that'll be 10 years since my original diagnosis. And so, like, it's like 10 years went by so slow and so fast at the same effing time, you know. And in these last 2 years dealing with COVID and stuff has even gone by faster, you know. And now my mom is going by triple fast, you know what I mean? So I just, again, you guys, if you guys could just hang in with me with the podcast as I, you know, relocate and try to create more audio content for you all. I probably will not be doing as many interviews at the moment, and it'll just be just you and I talking because of my schedule being so crazy right now. And you guys just have no idea. Maybe I'll do an episode on like what we're doing, you know, with career and stuff like that. And that'll help explain why I'm like so sporadic with my posts on Instagram and doing anything with the podcast. So yeah, that's kind of where things are right now, you guys, for me. But again, back to you guys, back to you, friend, and dealing with your infertility during the holidays, man. You know, it's not easy. So the first thing I really want to talk about was the reason or why it seems as if and why it is really we become more depressed during the holiday seasons. And I think it's because, and I'm sure you guys can also attribute your extra sensitivity and stress and depression during the holiday season, is because of the reminding that you don't have any children and that your plans for family expansion are being held up by this thing called infertility. Something that can be not necessarily rectified is not the word I want to use, but the thing that can, that you're seeking help for right now, right? You're going through treatments or getting have a surrogate, or you're seeking adoption or something along those lines, right? It's something that you're seeking help for, but at this moment in this time, maybe if you're not already with the BFP, that you have help for, but it's not fucking helping. Excuse my French, but you know, so I think that, and I know that, and what I see is that it's the excitement of the holidays, and that it's supposed to be this time of family, this time of cheer, this time of celebration for making it another trip around the sun and the moon for the last year. And you're coming together and you're bringing love, you're bringing laughter, you're bringing stories to share. And when you have yet to achieve that thing, and or maybe you have one like myself and you're trying again for a second, and it just adds this added weight and pressure and stress on you because you have not achieved the goal that you have set out to achieve or to attain or whatever word you want to call it. You know, so you guys know what I'm saying. So, and I say all of that to say that your feelings of inadequacy, your feelings of a low self-esteem even, for some of us, and your feelings of being unsuccessful, or some people like to call it failing. I prefer not to use the word failing, but personally not to use the word failing, but for those who still use that, that's fine too. It's on you. But just, it just brings about all the emotions and the pictures and the images that we see in our minds as to how we expected our life to be and how we expected it to look at this moment and in this time by now. Like, you know, I see it all the time that a lot of you guys use the phrase, you know, I thought it would happen by now. I thought it would be me by now. And I totally resonate with it and I understand it and I get it. And I just want to take the moment to validate you in how you're feeling during the holiday season, because it's normal to feel the way you do and to feel the grief and to feel the despair that you feel in this moment. And as much as we say, don't beat yourself up, don't beat yourself up, you almost can't, you can't help it. You can't help it. And so don't feel bad for not being able to help it either. You know, don't feel bad for that either. Living your truth and what's happening to you in your life at this moment. Don't feel bad for feeling what you feel. You can feel bad for it and you can get through it and you could sit with it and you could fight and fuss and cry and do whatever it is to help you feel better in that moment. And unfortunately, with something like infertility and losses and such, because it does cause grief, it's like you have these small pockets in times and moments where you feel good or you feel like yourself or you're feeling normal. And during the holiday season, you look for those small pockets, but at the same time, everything and everyone reminds you of what you're missing, that void that you feel for not attaining the goal of family expansion. And I can remember having moments like that. And at the same time, there were years where I was okay. Literally, like there were years we would have holidays come up and I was okay that we didn't have kids yet. You know what I mean? and I diverted my attention to other things. If you've listened to other episodes, especially in the beginning where I talk a lot about my own personal story, I immerse myself in everything else but infertility for a very long time. And I was basically behaving as if it was an afterthought. And so I resonate with anyone who feels like that. And for those of you who have like this overachiever kind of sense, this overachiever kind of mentality and or being of who you are, that's fine too. And so I did a lot of distracting myself, honestly, and I never sought therapy. So kudos to you guys. Hand clap if you're seeking therapy. And I'm so glad that the conversation of therapy has become normalized, because we can't do it ourselves and we can definitely not do it effing alone. And we need someone else to be a voice of reason, to have access to thoughts and ideas and perceptions that is being clouded by our own despair and grief in this moment and in this time, if nothing else. And sometimes we can't get there from our spouses. Why? Because they're in the midst of all of this shit together with us. Like, there's only but so much they can offer us. And so a third party can definitely do that for you, whether it's a therapist and or someone who is maybe like your spiritual practitioner, pastor, preacher, or something like that. And if you're not religious, then maybe your spiritual mentor or someone someone who specializes in yoga instructions and things. They can offer a voice of reason if they have a one-to-one program set up. Me personally, I am not a coach and or a mentor, nor am I a therapist or any medical training or background or degrees. And so that is why I always start an episode like this that's solo with, please keep in mind that I am not a medical professional in any way, form, or capacity. My scope of work is completely opposite. So I just want to throw that disclaimer out there. So everything that I say to you guys is through my own life experience. And that is what I can offer you, my own wisdom that I've learned along the way. So I just wanted to take time to validate why you feel more depressed during the holiday seasons. And I think my first point was creating the healthy boundary. Sorry, you guys, Omar's in the back. Hubby's not here right now to distract him. So we're alone. With a loud almost 5-year-old. So anyway, so I think what you have to keep in mind too as well when you're navigating the holidays is to, one, always, you guys, give yourself some freaking grace, okay? You're dealing with a lot right now. And there's a post that I made yesterday on Instagram where I say guard your heart. And I think that's going to be my word for like the rest of the season, is reminding you guys to guard your freaking heart. Because if you don't guard it, nobody else will. Nobody's going to guard your heart better than you will, friend. And I just want to throw that out there. So hashtag guard your fucking heart, okay? On this path to family expansion. So the post that I made yesterday, and I'm going to read it to you guys in case you don't follow on Instagram. And then quick disclaimer as well. If you follow me on Instagram and your page is anonymous, please believe I will not follow you back. I will respect your privacy and allow you the space to just follow without me having to follow you back and all that good stuff. But if you want me to follow back, just send me a quick DM and I'll follow you back just to help keep up with your story. And don't be intimidated by the amount of people that I follow, because trust me, I'll see your page. I'll see it. I'll work with the algorithms, whatever you want to call it. But the post that I made yesterday was a reminder to guard your heart this holiday season. There is enough pressure within and around you. The intrusiveness of others shouldn't be one of them. And so, again, hashtag guard your heart. That's what we're going to say all the rest of 2021 and all through 2022 from here, now, and forever. That is going to be it. That is going to be all. Okay. So I just want to let you guys know in case you don't follow and you just prefer audio. And so, yeah. So I think that the first thing we have to do is create boundaries. No, first thing was to give yourself grace. Second thing was to guard your heart and create healthy boundaries with family, which is very difficult because family is so fully invested in you and your story and your journey through infertility and or trying to become pregnant naturally, and there's some struggles there because of recurrent miscarriages and things like that, or azeospermia if it's male factor, or low sperm count, or a combination of the two, or because you're a same-sex couple and trying to find a surrogate, and or just trying to find the right sperm father for your baby, you know, all those different things that we've already talked about in 101 episodes previous to this one. So, you know, that's a lot. That's a fucking lot. So if you cannot grasp being able to give yourself some grace, it's going to be very difficult for you, honestly, to create those healthy boundaries, because you have not even dealt with your own feelings and being compassionate enough with yourself. And so you have to show compassion to yourself first. If you think for a moment you're going to be able to stand up to and be authoritative with family and creating these boundaries, these invisible lines that are really real, very real, to stop conversations that you don't have the mental or emotional space to be able to handle. Again, you guys, I'm not a mental health therapist and a professional. Everything I'm telling you is based on my own experiences and life wisdom. That is all. I just want to throw that out there again in case you skipped through the last part when I said it. So again, giving yourself grace, creating those healthy boundaries, but then doubling back to make sure that you're being compassionate with yourself first before you enter into these spaces. And I feel like a lot of times you're going to have to start working on this thing days before these events, if you plan on going. And if you decide at the last minute to not go, guess what? They'll be all right. They will be all right without you this year if you decide not to immerse yourself around family and a bunch of children and nieces and cousins and whoever. They will be fine. Okay. And if they don't understand, that is on them. It is not on you. Especially if it's a situation where they know that you are dealing with fertility and infertility struggles. If they know that and they still cannot understand, that is their problem, not yours. Put that issue down and let them have it if they can't understand. If they can't understand, that's on them. And I don't mean understand to like fully understand, because they'll never be able to fully understand if you're dealing with fertile people. But just understanding in the sense of saying, yeah, you're going through a lot. I don't understand it from my own experience, but I understand that emotionally and mentally, you don't have the space. And so they'll be okay without you. Go see your mom and your dad for a few minutes the day before, maybe before all the other family members get there. And then when everybody leaves, spend more time with your mom and your dad, whoever raised you or whatever the case may be, if that's more of the issue than anything. Because at the end of the day, when all of these holiday lights are gone, when all of the gifts have been opened, returned, and the thank you cards have gone out, and maybe you received a few thank you cards from family members, guess what? You're still living this thing called infertility. Maybe on Friday, you still have to go into your doctor's office and get blood work done. You know, it's so many different things that we're all dealing with. So you need to put yourself first. And people are going to think, well, she's freaking selfish these days, you know, especially for those who don't know or understand what you're going through. But again, that is on them, and it is not on you. It's not on you to help other people understand to a level of comfortability. If you've shared your story with them and they want to ask you questions, be like, look, this is Thanksgiving, this is Christmas, this is New Year's. I just want to drink my wine, my bourbon, whatever, or relax if you're not a drinker, or smoke my weed, or whatever the case may be, whatever it is, your guilty pleasure on this holiday season as we go through the new year and going through the holidays with infertility, still having to get tests done, still having to get blood work done, still having to give up the sperm and the eggs and the transfers and all those different various intricacies of infertility treatments that it is, right? Tell them to let you be. Today is not the day. Today it is not about me. That's what I always say. Like, look, today's not about me. It's about just relaxing, just chilling with the family. Or passive aggressive way that I normally, or some not normally, but I have dealt with it in the past, is like somebody say something like, you know, y'all still ain't had no baby, whatever the case, or you guys not gonna have another baby, or when you gonna have another Omar, or when you gonna have a little princess, or whatever the case may be. I'll chuckle and I'll keep moving and I don't answer the question, because one, is none of their effing business when and how it happens, unless you choose to let them in. And two, this is not appropriate. It's not the appropriate time. And there's ways you guys can, you guys are creative, you're smart, you're intelligent people. You know, you can say certain things in a certain way that is not going to cause an argument. You know what I mean? Or give off that negative energy. So you guys can figure it out. I know you can figure out, you can do it. And I know you can do it. So, again, saying no to conversations, limiting your time, and considering staying home. And, of course, you got to insert self-compassion all through those steps. And the problem, and the other thing is that eventually, you know, like, we cannot avoid these events and these situations and these places forever, you guys. You cannot avoid them forever. And I don't say that to make anyone feel bad for always saying no to certain events and situations. I'm just speaking to the person that is like always in the middle. You know, I'm gonna go. My thing right now, and from what I see a lot online too, is at some point you're going to have to find a way to cope, and you're going to have to find a way to navigate it so that you don't isolate yourself any further than you already have or already feel. And that is a very hard pill to swallow. A lot of people do not like talking about it within the community in online spaces. Everybody just wants to be, you know, just stay away. That's not always healthy. And it doesn't work for the long run. It doesn't work for the long run. You cannot avoid everything and everyone forever. And you should not be waiting for that BF positive to be able to enjoy yourself in these situations. So I don't know, with your therapist, whoever you're working with for your mental health, you need to find some healthy, actionable steps that you can take to be able to go to these functions when they happen and do so with a heart of joy, I should say. I don't have the answer for you. Because me, I didn't avoid baby showers. And honestly, I just didn't have enough friends anyway to, in the first place, to even deal with it on a regular basis. Honestly, it may have happened during, I can count on one hand how many times somebody told me they were pregnant, you know, and I had to deal with going to baby showers and such. So, you know, there were a couple times I didn't go, and it was a couple times I did go. But I think that at this point and at this stage, especially if you've been in the thick of things for a couple of years, you have to evolve, and we have to grow, and we have to figure out how we can navigate these situations healthily for ourselves first, and also still being there and still being a part of what's happening in the lives of our family members and friends and the people that we say we love. And again, it's a hard pill to swallow, but I think it's worth bringing up to therapists and such, and your mental health therapists and your spiritual practitioners and mentors and such. You got to find a way to still be normal and to still live a normal life, and also still be able to go through your own fertility story, journey, and path, because the isolation is fucking real. The isolation of it all, you guys, is so real already. And so we just cannot continue to go through life living in our walls and thinking that it's healthy, because that can also become toxic positive as well. I feel like that's just my personal opinion, of course, and it is not facts. But that's what I have for you today, you guys. But I did want to share maybe some things that will help you along the way as well. And I had posed a question yesterday on Instagram as to how you guys cope with. So the question I had posed on my Instagram story yesterday for you guys was how you cope with infertility and what's working for you. And so I had a lot of the same answers, which was journaling was number two, therapy was number one, a common theme. Then someone else says she likes to watch a lot of comedy. She is a sarcastic person, so she practices all her witty, sarcastic comments. She indulges in wine, one of my favorites. Someone else was very honest and said that they and food is how they cope. And then also, of course, the online community and it connecting with others. And then I also asked the question, where do you feel your support is lacking? And so one person said friends who understood or were sensitive. Another person said she copes. She responded to that question, but I think she meant it for the first one about coping. And she says she reads, she colors a lot, she prays and watches a lot of comedy. And so back to ways in which there's a gap in the support that they need. One woman said groups specific to infertility after stillbirth, they are hard to find others who can relate to that point of view. I think she's absolutely right about it. And she did DM me and went into more specific details about what she meant. And I think there is a need for that because I have known a couple of people in the community to go through stillbirth. And that's definitely a huge one. So for any of you guys who have been through that as well, at the end, I'm going to give you guys some groups and communities that are paid that offer support to infertility and loss. And then one other woman said that she wishes that her in-laws were more supportive. And she said that a lot of times during holidays and birthdays and such, they like to choose how that's celebrated and all that and how it's announced. And for her, I guess it felt very intrusive. And so one other woman said that she felt like she needed more private community and places to vent. So as far as that is concerned, I know of three really good private communities that have either Facebook set up and or membership that is paid. And so one is Sisters in Loss from Erica McAfee, her platform. And she has a private Facebook community that I know of. And she offers spiritual and Christian help and services. And she's also a doula. So Sisters in Loss. And the next one is Infertility Unfiltered. Great community. It is paid. And then Infertility Unfiltered, I've actually spoke to their Life After Infertility group twice this year. Really great platform as well. And then also, I'm pretty sure you guys know of Fertility Rally with Allie and Blair as the community creators. And they have a lot of awesome content, events and such, just like the other two that I mentioned. And I will put them in the show details and show notes if you're watching on YouTube and or listening on your audio platform so that you guys can tap and go and connect with those communities if you're seeking extra support outside of the social media kind of spectrum of things. And those are community memberships that are private. There's a wealth of coaches and therapists that I've come across too. So if you like that information, I can send you some people as well. Just email me at infertilityandme@outlook.com. Or if you're following me on Instagram, just hit the DM or email button and I can direct you to some pages of coaches that I would personally trust with my mental health and getting help and such. So it was a pleasure being here with you guys today. And I hope that I'll be back soon with more episodes. It's very similar to this. Again, I don't really have the time to do interviews at the moment, unfortunately, but if there's anybody that you would like to hear on the show and or see on YouTube for an interview, please let me know their name, if there's anyone you're interested in, and or if you want to offer yourself, and I'll just build out a list and maybe get started in the new year after we relocate and get some stories out in between solo episodes like this. So I hope you enjoyed today's episode, friends, and I hope that you have a lovely Thanksgiving, and I will try to get back on here before Christmas. So maybe monthly I'll come out with a solo episode for you guys just to give a little hope and encouragement and spread some vibrational, well, high vibrational frequencies to you in your life and baby dust, and give you kisses and hugs. So I appreciate you guys. I love you guys. Do connect with me on Instagram at Infertility and Me Podcast. Email is infertilityandme@outlook.com. Peace and blessings. Till next time, y'all.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.